We're continuing our series in Tshuvat Yechavedat. We're in Chelek Aleph Siman Bet. Second Tshuvah continues on the same thing, theme of Birkat Ilanot. The question is, are you allowed to say or recite Birkat Ilanot on Shabbat? Or Yom Tov, for that matter. Should you be allowed to recite Birkat Ilanot on Shabbat or Yom Tov? What might be, excellent question, Lama Lo, what might be the concern? The concern might be you may come liktof. You may come to remove something and smell it. In fact, the Gemara in Sukkah Lamed Zayin Amud Beis talks about, are you allowed to smell flowers or fruits on Shabbat? Let's say just a regular flower. Forget Birkat Ilanot. Can you smell a flower on Shabbat? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabba, Hadas b'mechubar mutar l'ariach bo. Hadas, like from Hadassim, you're allowed to smell with b'mechubar, still connected, mutar. Etrog b'mechubar, asur l'ariach bo. And etrog, you're not allowed to smell when it's still connected to the tree. Why not? What's the difference? So my tama, the Gemara asks, Hadas de l'ariach kai, isharit lei, lo ati l'mizgei. Etrog de l'achila kai, isharit lei, ati l'mizgei. Meaning, etrog, people eat. Back in the day, people ate. So if you smell it, you may come to pick it, to eat it. Hadas, somebody, I'm eating it. No one's going to forget, oh, it's Shabbat, they come to do it. So Midrabala, you shouldn't do it, because you may come to pick the fruit. Hadas, you should be allowed to do, because no one picks it. You just leave it, you don't pick it normally. So what about Birkat Ilanot? Birkat Ilanot, you're not picking anything. You don't have to touch it even. You don't have to do anything. So certainly it sounds like Birkat Ilanot should be permissible on Shabbat. Remember we said yesterday, you're not even supposed to do it on the tree that has fruit. Only on the tree that has flowers. You're not coming to pick it. It should be permissible, and that's fine. The Me'iri on that Gemara says, you know what? But even Hadas, that you're allowed to smell, Zeudavka shelo b'negiyat yad, that's if you're not touching it. You're not allowed to touch it. You know, when you smell at the seam, you do one of these, you know. You do one of these to like, you rub your hands on it to get the smell a little bit. So he says that, no. Then you make that which you're allowed to smell, that's without touching it. Once you're going to touch it, so then we don't want you to do it. He's adding in a layer of Isur to what otherwise would have been the simple reading of the Gemara. What about Birkat Ilanot now? You don't have to touch Birkat Ilanot, Birkat Re'iyah. You see it, you make the Bracha. You don't have to smell, you don't have to touch. Don't touch it. There's no reason it should be completely fine. There is a different Girsa of that Gemara. You know, sometimes Gemarot, they're old manuscripts. They used to be copied by hand. So there it says, Hadas b'mechubar asur l'ariach bo. Even Hadas you're not allowed to smell. Because why? Because you get close, Hadas, you get close, you're going to touch it, you're going to... Birkat Ilanot, you could do it from a distance. You don't have to get close. You see the flowers, the close, I mean, I'm short, but I rarely see, I can't touch the flower at the top of the tree. We've done it many, you know, the flower, you know, touching the flowers. You don't have to do it all. It's fine. The whole Birkat Ilanot is just, there's no, you don't have to smell it. There's no mitzvah to smell it. There's no inyan to smell it. You're not smelling it at all. It shouldn't be a problem. So why should it be a question? Riyah, once you see it, so see it from a distance. Lingua bayinayim, lo bayadayim. The problem is, Rechaim Falazi says, it's a machloket minagim. He says, Ve'ireinu izmir, lo ra'iti ve'lo shamati me'olam sheberchu b'shabbat ve'yom tov. But in Kushta they did. Different cities in Turkey. One place they did, one place they didn't. And Rav Yaakov, and the Kaf HaChaim says, oh, you see, and therefore you shouldn't. So why not? What's the concern? He says, why would not? What's the big deal? You may as well just do it on Shabbat. There's another concern. So in that discussion, how are you going to prove this? It's very hard to prove it. Can you find a source, a ra'aya, that is permissible? There's a midrash that actually quotes about Ma'aseh b'chassid echad, that he went in the field, he went to the orchard on Shabbat or Yom Tov on Shabbat, and he saw a new fruit. Now the question is, when you make, forget Birkat Ilanot for a moment, when you make a Shechianu on a fruit, so a new fruit, let's say you have a fruit that qualifies for a Shechianu, meaning it's seasonal, it comes only once a season, and it's new for you. So we do it when you eat it. However, you could really make the bracha when you see it. You're allowed to make the bracha when you see it. Our practice is to wait until you eat it, but you could make the bracha when you see it. So here it says, the Midrash, Ma'aseh b'chassid echad sheyetzeh lekarmo b'shabbat v'ra'o lela achad u'berech aleha. He made a bracha of Shechianu because he saw it. So they quote from here, you say, you see, a Birkat Re'iyah something where you see it, you make the bracha, you're allowed to make on Shabbat, and there's no concern that you're going to eat it. So too here, are you making up gzeirot? Who told you that this is ever an issue? You're not allowed to make up new gzeirot the Rabbanan. Meaning, you see, we're not concerned. There's no such thing that didn't exist. The Chazal, we're not concerned. You shouldn't be concerned. Don't make up such brachot. The only issue is the Kaf HaChaim quotes, he says, v'nir'eh, a completely different reason. Meaning, based on the Gemara, it sounds like it should be completely permissible. Even the Hadassim, you're allowed, even if you're not touching it, it's fine. The Kaf HaChaim says, v'nir'eh shelefi divrei mekubalim, that's a problem. Al-fi Kabbalah, you shouldn't do it. Why not? So he tells you. He tells you why al-fi Kabbalah, you shouldn't do it on Shabbat or Yom Tov. He says, al yedei birkat ha'ilanot, mevarer nitzotzei ha'kdusha min ha'tzomeach, yesh isur nosaf mishum, borer b'shabbat. You're not allowed to separate things on Shabbat. So let's say there's a salad, and you don't like tomatoes, you can't take the tomatoes with a kli and remove them. We'll talk about borer another time. But you're not allowed to separate two different things that are in a mixture on Shabbat. We'll deal with the rules of borer another time. Kaf HaChaim says, okay, but the Kaf HaChaim says, but what you're doing here is you're borer, there's nitzotzot kedusha in the tzomeach, in the fruits, in the trees, and you're freeing those nitzotzot kedusha from the tree, that's borer. So that's a little bit strange, admittedly. Rav Avadya says, first of all, who told you that that's okay? Who told you that we talk about, borer means separating a mixture, this is not physical things, you're not, who says that that's okay? So, yes.
We have a new Torah. We have the Torah, we have a Lachot, we have all of this. And the Kabbalah is something that is start about 500 years ago.
No, that's not true. We assume that the Kabbalah was passed down by Masoret.
Assume.
Meaning it's passed down by Masoret. I don't have any, meaning, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai told you that that's the Masoret, yes. That's not relevant. Okay, we're not dealing with the historical argument here. Meaning the Kaf HaChaim is telling you al-pi Kabbalah is a problem of borer b'Shabbat. Now the problem is this is a spiritual borer. Even if you, does the halachot, does the melachot, we learn from the Mishkan, Rav Avadya, we learn from the Mishkan, the melachot, separating objects is not separating spirituality. So first of all, he says, I can argue with you in Kabbalah, and then he says, first of all, who says that this even applies? That's a nice idea. It's true. Even if it's true, you're freeing these neshamot. Who says that the melach is borer for Shabbat? Borer means separating two items. Neshamot are not items. Secondly, says maybe you're freeing it la'altar, meaning borer, sometimes you're allowed to do borer, sometimes you're not allowed to do borer. You're allowed to separate things that you're doing immediately. You're allowed to do it immediately. So maybe you're freeing the neshamot immediately. There's a whole debate. How does that exactly work? He says the whole thing is very, very funny. He says, v'timhani sheminayin lo sheminyan ruchani kazeh shayach din borer. He says, that's too far. So the borer means to separate two objects. These are not two objects. And he says, therefore, the din borer does not apply on any level.
Only something
you're borer neshamot. What does that mean? There are a lot of reasons that it's not borer. It's not meaning you're doing something that's accomplishing borer, meaning if you were able to talk and separate two things on Shabbat, physical objects. Let's say you could talk and it could accomplish that same thing. Would that be borer? Maybe. Yes, ladum. Okay, another time. But here, it's not, it's the Baruch Hanin, it's not a play. But nonetheless, he says people quote this Kaf HaChaim and they say, therefore you shouldn't do it on Shabbat. So he says, look, lechadchila miyotov, don't, if you can avoid doing it on Shabbat, avoid doing it on Shabbat, better do it during the week. The issue is in the Okot Yosef, he writes, but wait a minute. There's a benefit to doing it on Shabbat and Yom Tov. More people will do it. Doing it on Shabbat and Yom Tov outside the Bet Knesset, make a whole big estik out of it, more people will say the bracha. So he says it's not really prohibited anyway on Shabbat. So it depends what's best for you, if you could do it. So the question is, this isn't the question he deals with here. But what about Zrizim Maksimim L'Mitzvot? I could do it on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Not that Rosh Chodesh Nisan in the middle of the week. Rosh Chodesh Nisan, I could run out and do it. That was yesterday's Shuvah. Fine. Or you can wait till Shabbat. So Yom Yosef, he says, well, it depends. If you can get more people to do it, so then you may as well wait for Shabbat. That's a nice thing to do. If you can get more people involved, there's no real prohibition to do it on Shabbat. There's no sin not doing it on Shabbat, because in Izmir, in Izmir, they didn't do it. Or based on this Kafachayim's idea, Alpi Kabbalah, he doesn't accept it. He says the Mekubalim, A, don't accept it. B, they're mixing Kabbalistic Inyanim and Melachot and Shabbat, that doesn't apply. And lastly, the Rav Amadrat Melech, you get more people involved in the mitzvah. That's also consideration. So therefore, we do it on Shabbat. Our practice here is we generally do it on Shabbat. We make a whole big etzik about it, make a little bit of food, a little bit of to get more people involved, based on this idea that there really is no prohibition to do so on Shabbat.